Cole Cook back for more of the PM Sports page. I am now joined by Lance Sabosky of the Washington Cross Country Team. Lance is this week's Jet Physical Therapy PM Sports page Athlete of the Week. Lance, it's great to have you back on the airwaves.
Yep, thanks so much for having me.
Lance, the Demons are on a roll right now, the cross country team, both the boys and girls. Coming off your second straight win as a team on Tuesday, you traveled to Mount Pleasant and really took care of business. Just overall, as a team right now, Lance, what is everyone doing right now?
I think what we're doing right is we're not overthinking it. We're just going out, running our race like we always know we can, and we just support each other, have fun, support each other, cheer each other on, and build off of it, especially in practice, just moving those packs up together and running with each other. It really, really helped to have someone there.
Mm-hmm. You've won quite a few races in a row, including that Tuesday meet. You clocked in at 16:25. What did you think of your run last night?
I took it out easy, and then I just gradually built my pace up and then see what I had on the last like 1,000 meters, and I just kicked it in, and I held out, and it felt really good. I mean, there's a great crowd there, so no complaints at all.
Hmm. Lance, it seems like whenever I talk to Coach Hayworth, when she describes her race, she always says it's a smart race. Now, what all goes into having a smart race? Is it your just experience, you know, in each course? Is it the mental preparation beforehand? When you say that you ran a smart race, why so? What goes into it?
I think it's a combination of everything. You just can't overthink it, and you can't go in with a heart strong like strategy right away. You just got to feel how you feel so you can adjust and adapt to what feels best during the race. I'm not feeling as well like at the start, then I slow it down and build up from there. Or if I'm feeling good, I go out strong, try to hold it off. It just depends on so many different factors of who I'm running with, what the weather is. It just, you just never know.
You know, the boys and girls program are at a all-time high. It's kind of the best programs we've seen at Washington in decades. What's the feeling right now around both the boys and the girls? Because they're obviously competing at a high level.
For sure. As a program, we acknowledge our success, of course, and just we are always hungry for more. We're ready. We have the mentality. We're not satisfied yet. We have lots of bigger plans for the postseason and stuff, so we are definitely putting in the work every day, no days off, just definitely excited to see what will be on show.
And how do you think the boys help the girls and vice versa? How do you cheer each other on during a race?
Oh, for sure. We're very supportive. We always tell each other good luck. And if, like, as much as possible, we're out on the courses. We're telling each other, like, 10 quick steps. Go get that next girl. Go get that next guy. Just always build each other up.
Every runner has improved, but Micah Reese, my goodness, he has just taken off in his sophomore season. Very comparable, I think, to the end of your sophomore campaign into junior, where you really hit your stride. What's that like to see Micah really succeed this year and what he's meant to this program?
I have the biggest grin on my face. It is just amazing to see what he's done and like what he's accomplished. It's so nice to have someone right back there, especially like in practice, keep me accountable too, because it's just, I need someone there. And then when he moves up, then everyone else is forced to move up too. And we've just seen so many guys step up, especially, you know, Elijah's hurt. But then, yeah, Drew and Tyler and Cameron and Quinn, like, they all move up, and it's just a tremendous thing to see. And it all starts with, like, Micah and what he's done, and it's really cool because I can compare. I tell him, I'm like, he likes to underestimate himself, and I know what he can do, and he has so much potential. I'm just so excited what he does in the future.
Mm-hmm. Lance, you're looking to get back to Fort Dodge for the third straight year, and I'm sure the individual goals are quite high. What are those goals for yourself, and what are the team goals as we inch closer to October?
I'm sure it is obvious that our team goal is to make it to state, because that hasn't happened in a long time, and that'd be just amazing. But both sides of the team wise, so like boys and girls, but individually, I definitely, I'll say it, I want to get top five. That's what I can aim for. and I think I definitely can. I just got to go out, run my best race with no regrets, and see what I can do.
Mm-hmm. Lance, I think I've asked you this question before, but I'll ask it again. You've been around a while, so you've seen a lot of courses. What's your favorite course to run at?
See, I don't like to pick favorites. I like the course to pick me. But if I really had to pick, I like Fairfield just because, like, they changed the course so you don't go around the sewage ponds anymore. So it's a lot of forest, and I love running through the forest and the trails. It just kind of takes my mind away from it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're telling me off there. You do have plans to run next year. Where that's going to be, we don't know. But have you thought about a major come college when you graduate?
I want to go into pre-medicine biology, so, and then go into med school after that, become a sports medicine physician or sports medicine doctor. So that is the plan as of now.
Okay, why so? What inspired you to want to go that route?
I went to a sports medicine physician when I got my hip. I had a hip injury in middle school, and then they helped me get back on pace, and like I just feel like helping people, that sense of accomplishment after like a hard journey back from like recovery, it just like gives me fulfillment. So just mm-hmm. to help others and help them build their goals and mm-hmm. opportunities.
Lance, who do you think you get your athletic abilities from? Is it your mom? Is it your brothers? Don't tell me it's your dad. I know that's not the answer, but kidding, Don, kidding. Who do you get your athletic abilities from?
I think it's both my parents combined. I mean, my mom never played sports when she was in high school, but she definitely has athletic ability, and my dad played some sports, and he broke his leg in high school. So he had a little catalyst there, but I mean, I think it's a little bit of both, and I'm just thankful for it. I think God gives me most of it.
There you go. And you can take some credit for yourself as well. Some hard work, I'm sure, has a lot to do with it. Last question here, Lance. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, "Movement is your medicine." How do you use that motto to prepare for a race?
Movement, my medicine. All our team goes on a little warm-up jog, make sure to get our minds right, just like cheer on the other races if they're going on. Hopefully they are, because that kind of helps watching. That helps us get our minds like in the right place for the meet. And then we go do our stretches, and we talk about how we're feeling, if we need some runouts, and we always go out. And I'm famous, my teammates, if they hear this, they'll laugh at this. I'm famous for my big jump up in the air and like bring my feet up to my butt, but that has definitely helped me like get in the swing of things and just like say a little prayer and it's time to go.
Sure. Well, Lance, congratulations to you and your teammates thus far, and big thanks to come. Best of luck moving forward.
Yes, thank you so much.
Always great to chat it up with Lance Sabosky of the Washington Cross Country team, this week's Jet Physical Therapy PM Sports Page Athlete of the Week. We'll close things out on the PM Sports Page next on AIM.FM KCII.